The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you were listening to the last segment, we're in a conversation with John Wiederhold from Outlaw Barbecue, and we didn't get only to about half of the story. So John's still with us. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So this is Jop. I'm Bob's partner. Listening to your story, you just left off where you're going to build a company. So yep. Bob teased us in with you've got this smoker you're building that's going to be the size of a house. And I'm thinking maybe there's some correlation there between that smoker and the business that you're building. Tell us about the business aspect of this. What's that look like?
So I'm actually getting it registered as an STFU. So it's a special transitory food unit. And so what I've been doing right now is, I've got the LLC, I've got the business bank account. I've got all the food managers training. So basically my next step is I'm planning on actually leasing what is called the incubator kitchen downtown. And it's like this huge, I think it's about 3,000 square feet. And, any cook's, wet dream, they've got like probably $500,000 in equipment in there. So here this spring, I'm actually going to start hiring guys that have come out of this lifestyle that I came from and start building a sales team. And I want to take it all over West Michigan and bring, Texas style barbecue to Michigan and make it authentic. And I want, I'm sorry if you hear noise in the back, my little girl.
It's all good. So,
come here, Lily. So, the whole vision of this is I want to be able to show the community that it doesn't matter where you come from, how long you were an addict, if you went to prison, any of that, that none of this matters. And, kind of what I've figured out and the passion that God's given me is that food connects people. So when I was down on Pearl Street, I stayed down there with the smoker before we refabricated it for almost a year. And I was pretty much the crazy street preacher, with a 1,000-gallon tank. And I'd interacted with so many guys, whether they were homeless, guys that were coming out of the bar, and just kind of what I've realized is people are broken. But barbecue kind of seems to connect everyone. So this is kind of my big plan is, I want to take this giant reverse flow, and I want to build a team of misfits, kind of like the 12 disciples, and I want to go and hit any place that'll let us come and let us love on people and give them really good barbecue.
And the guy who trained you was Jesus. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
So listen,
let's get
over to the mechanical side of this a little bit, because while you were working with Jesus and who knows who, you did come across some interesting mechanical knowledge that you've been playing with and trying to perfect it's a trial of errors sometimes, but that's how
yeah.
we learn. So you're taking 1,000-gallon LP tanks now.
Yep.
And tell us exactly what you're doing to it that's going to make it better than the ones Jesus had you using.
So Jesus had a straight flow. So what we're
Describe
what
that.
We're doing is we took this whole LP tank, and they had just set it right on this boat trailer. So it's on an old 88 Eagle trailer.
Right.
And we raised it 12 inches with quarter inch thick steel pipe. And we actually used a forklift to lift it and set it onto the spacers. So it's sitting 12 inches off. It's got an 800-pound burn box. I couldn't even give you the dimensions. I can tell you that inside of it, you, me, and Bob could probably fit inside of my burn box.
Is it offset or is it inside the chamber?
It's offset.
Well,
so it's an
let's
box.
Hold on. Again, it's terminology like I was telling you the other day. You're saying offset, but according to the stuff I used to sell, what we would do is like a reverse offset. It was behind a unit. You're just doing a burn box on the end like a typical smoker, and that's what you didn't like. So you put an offset plate in the belly of that big tank.
So this is what we did. So we put this big old box on there. We insulated it. So it's almost about 2 inches thick. And then we ran a massive steel plate with actually a drain channel in the middle of it.
Good idea.
And it goes all the way to the other side where the opening's at. And so the smoke just flows, you know, the heat and smoke flows under. And then that heat heats up that plate, which just rises. So I get an even cook across the entire tank.
So you got a ball cock on the end where that drain is going down, so you can run your grease off when it's hot into a big can,
yep.
right? To
yep.
keep from
yep.
having
a
fire.
Valve there, so I can close and open it anytime I want. So usually when it's hot, I'll put a bucket underneath of there and then just pop the valve open, and then everything drains out.
And if it's a 1,000 gallon, how many thermometers would you have in that thing?
I actually have, I have 6 thermometers on the outside, and then I have 4 Bluetooth that I use as well.
Actually in the product, or are they in the chamber?
So the Bluetooth ones that I use are right, I put them right next to the meat on the grate, mm-hmm. so I know where all my temps are at.
Yeah.
And then the ones that are on the outside, actually into the product, like on the smoker. So I've got 3 on top to measure all of the hot spots of the top grates, and then I've got 3 on the bottom to measure the bottom grates.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you're learning your metal product, your Frankenstein thing here. You're learning it with those probes because you can see the temperature characteristics and stratification and things that take place during a cook. So that's nice.
Yep.
So you've got one of these on a trailer, right, is what you're talking about?
Yep. This is the only one I got right
it's
now.
It's an 88 Eagle trailer.
Once this is finished, I'm looking at actually building another one this year.
Sure. Great, man.
I had to laugh when you said 88 Eagle because I had a boat in 89, and it had an 89 Eagle trailer on it. So you might have, like, my old trailer.
Was it the old, like, the old double axle trailer?
Yes, with the bunks.
Yep,
and
it's probably the same one.
It's very similar. So I think that's a great idea because hauling a boat is pretty heavy, and you've already got the bunks on it. I mean, you'd have to modify those and put some asbestos around them or something to insulate them because they're just wood. But how cool. How tall is your – you have one stack?
Oh, man, yeah. So there's one stack. It's actually sitting on another metal box for draft, and it's sitting right on top of the burn box, and it's 12 inches in diameter.
Oh, okay.
It's about 3.5 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
But where it's sitting on the box, I mean, I'd say easily 13 feet.
Okay. So. We've only got a couple minutes left. Where are you going to be cooking next, and how can people get to try some of your barbecue?
So right now I'm working on the weekends, and I go to 2 locations. So I go to Party World on Alpine, right here in Grand Rapids. It's right before 7 Mile. It's like a little liquor store, right before Tractor Supply.
Yep.
And then on Sundays, I am actually at the AutoZone in downtown Sparta, right in their parking lot.
Well, that sounds like 2 great locations because people are going in and out of them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And are you bringing your trailer out there? How do people find you?
Oh, I haul the whole trailer out with me everywhere I go. And so really all you got to do is either look for it or follow your nose.
What products are you serving on the weekends?
So kind of funny that you guys were talking about brisket and so I've been actually having a hard time trying to run brisket with this cold Michigan weather, especially through the night, you know, when the temperatures are dropping down to the teens and 20s. And, you know, it's kind of like what you said, that whole learning process.
So yeah, and you're not alone.
Up,
you're not alone.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a real pain in the butt, man. You know, you hit that stall and you're like, you going to soften up or what?
Well, we're hitting another stall right now, and that is a time stall. John, Outlaw Barbecue, do you have a Facebook page?
I do. Not for the company, but you can just look me up as John Wiederhold on Facebook.
Great.
Or if you're on Instagram, you can look up Johnny Smoke with no H.
I'll post a link to you on our page. We'll talk again, brother.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Coming up next, it's Shasta with Old World Olive Company. You don't want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.